Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Oh. Afternoon, Australia. We are nearly there. We're at the hump of the week. Welcome to Wednesday. Carrie Bickmore.
Hi.
Oh, come on, man.
Mate, you've been a bit down and out.
No,
so
I'm just
I've sat
you
on my chair.
Up. Tell me something fun.
Well, I've sat on my chair Backstreet Boys style for you.
Yeah, thinking it looks like you're about to do a photo shoot.
Yeah.
The old style where you used to lean on the front of the chair.
Yeah.
Are you going to spin it or something?
Open white flowing shirt.
Yeah. No, you can't.
It's not a good idea spinning. You're not facing the other
spin
way.
Spin back.
Okay. Hey.
What's going on? Brighten my day. Tell me something fun.
Well, I can't believe you are the one person in the country that didn't watch Married at First Sight last night.
No, I have it written in my Channel 10 contract that I'm not allowed to watch it. No, I was out and then I was home in bed trying to sleep until I had to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I saw your post. I saw your Instagram post. What did it say?
So I'm going to bed really early.
What did it say? I hate
it didn't
my
say
kids
what I really wanted to say. Yeah, that's what
it was. Hey, look, Married at First Sight, if you're not into it, don't tune out because I'm going to talk about it next. Mm.
But I'm not into it and haven't seen it either. But you've guaranteed me that I'll be interested in this.
It's not going to be too in-depth. I don't know why you wouldn't tune out, actually. But
what?
Well, I need to tell people
well,
to stay tuned.
Well, can I go? Because I don't hear the loo. Should I go for this segment and then come back when you're done?
You should go to the loo because someone's letting off smells in here.
That is not me.
If it's not
don't
you.
Don't say that. That's so unfair.
What? Well, why?
These people will believe that.
Well,
I've not let off a single smell.
I mean, these nostrils don't lie and they are
I've been holding
stinging.
Them in. My buttocks are clenched so firmly.
No, I reckon if I came across there and I jabbed you in the ribs like that, I reckon you'd explode. I reckon there's a bit more driven down the walls of this
bloody dried fruit.
Oh, dried fruit! You know that does it to you, mate.
I know.
Anyway, Married at First Sight next.
I'm going to go to the toilet. No, we'll talk about that.
No.
Don't tell them what you. Oh,
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, we're talking the monster that is Married at First Sight. You're the only person in the country that didn't watch it.
No, I was excited because I thought we were talking to one of the people that I do know from the show, Davina. The show today.
Well, I actually pitched that. I said to our producer, Kez, I said, hey, get Davina back on for a chat. Great idea.
Because the only thing I've known about Married at First Sight is when you told me that girl that you were watching on TV during the filming of that show had texted you to say, do you want to go for a drink?
Right.
And then we got Davina on the show and it was all a bit awkward.
I didn't think it was that awkward.
Oh, mate, it was awkward.
Yeah. My radar's not good for that stuff. Kez, how did we go getting her?
Not very successful.
What?
I wonder why.
Then you said to me, you said, can you contact her? And I was like, I'll just send her a message on Instagram.
Oh.
She's blocked me.
No surprise.
Why is that?
What do you mean, why is that?
I don't understand. Okay.
This is a whole nother segment.
Of what,
we don't have time.
Of when I don't get people,
exactly.
The read on people.
Exactly. Yeah. You remember that chat, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't think it was that awkward.
Okay. Anyway. I understand Married at First Sight is as awkward as that chat.
Here's what you need to know. If you didn't watch the show, it was the reunion last night. So the experiment has been over for 6 weeks, and in 6 weeks they've had a chance to, you know, mingle amongst each other.
So they've been off to be themselves.
Yes, in the real world.
Right.
And the ones that didn't work out have had a chance to meet other people. Now, the thing that everybody has already talked about all day is there's two new couples, right?
Didn't know that, but great.
Sure. Who cares?
Don't
because
care.
There was heaps of other things in the show that just made me go, what the
first sight
was that? How's this, right? Gold jacket. That's all I want to tell you. Gold jacket. If you're walking up to a dinner party, where does gold satin jacket fit in the list of things you're going to wear?
Well, that person thinks they'll sit at the head of the table for sure.
Have a look at that unit. His name's Sean. Look what he's wearing.
Wow.
Describe that.
You know who he looks like?
Who?
He looks like that mayor that's the paparazzi.
Oh, Lyons. Darren Lyons. Darren Lyons has got fake abs.
Does he?
Yeah. Remember because he was fat but he had a six-pack over the top of it? It was actually brilliant. He looked like Buzz with a six-pack.
I like that gold jacket.
Do you?
Yeah. I tell you, you can rock that at the Logies.
Could I? You
it's
know
on
how
the Goldie.
It's Ryan, one of the blokes, clearly noticed the jacket. He said this.
Sean looks like a gold bar. Looks like he just mined himself.
But satin? Don't you? I'm not confident
enough
to wear
white. I wouldn't be wanting to go on a date with him.
Right.
No.
Oh, so you wouldn't date him?
No.
Why not?
I'd talk to him. He'd be funny.
What would you talk about?
I'm not sure.
How things in the adult film industry are working out.
Oh.
Anyway, he was furious because he's hooked up with Tracy now.
Right.
She's the one with the face. And
face?
Yeah. Yeah, the one with the face.
Okay, sure, sure.
She was getting cheated on.
You know.
The other thing that made me go,
what the first sight was that?
Now, there's a unit named Troy on there, and I love him because he's nuts. He's absolutely nuts. This is the bloke who would duck off to work. He's like, just before breakfast, I'm going to duck off.
And
I'm just going to
do the push-ups.
Push-ups,
right? I read about this.
Yeah. And he flops his hair about, and he is just bonkers, and I love him.
Right.
He has split with his partner from the show and hooked up with a new bird.
Oh.
Yeah. And her name's Carly. Mm-hmm. She was getting no affection from the one she was set up with.
Oh.
Now, the two are making up for it. They're, like, tonguing each other in the face. Like, there was kisses.
Does he stop the kissing to do the workout and then come back to the kissing?
It's interesting you mentioned the workout because he went to do his workout and she, rather than going, that's weird, like last time when Ash went, oh, that's weird, she stood by, supported and counted.
One, two, three, four.
We haven't changed that. You know the weird thing about that?
Why haven't I watched the show?
Oh, mate. It was the most amazing thing. She seems lovely. I feel bad having a crack at her voice now. But that sounds, play it again, Buzz. This sounds like the Wicked Witch from the West.
One, two, three.
But she's actually lovely. I don't know. But the strange thing was, so she was supportive. You know what he got up to? Five.
Oh, five what?
Push-ups.
That's all?
Yeah.
Does he look like he works out?
Oh, no, mate. I was impressed. I was like, bro, you've done pretty good. So we know the big news. Right. We know there's two new couples. But there were so many other things that happened in the show that made me go,
what the first sight was that?
That I'd love you to get involved.
Is that a bit of Tracy Grimshaw in there?
Give it to us again.
What the first sight was that?
I think it exactly is. We got Trace. Give us a call, 131060. Aside from the obvious two new couple things, what was the things that made you go,
what the first sight was that?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, we're talking about the show that everybody watched last night and the moments in it that made you go,
what the first sight was that?
Yeah, because everybody knows about the two new couples, right? That's fine. But there was so much going on. Melanie, wasn't there so much going on?
Oh, my God, yes. It was insane.
It was the best car crash I've ever watched, I reckon. Don't you think?
I can't wait for tonight.
Yes, I know. I'm a bit the same, to be honest.
So, Melanie, what was the moment for you that you were like, what's happening there?
What the first sight was that?
The first moment was when Davina compared her attraction to Dean as being like a survivor on an island and dirt starts to look good.
Hold on. So Davina and Dean are together?
No, Dean was the
old one.
It was the cheating. That was the cheating.
Oh, right. So she's like saying how bad he is. You're looking at me. You've got that look on your face of...
Yeah, like if it wasn't the real world, like, you know, that you've only got what you can, like, you know, deal with. So he was like the hottest for her. So she's like, it's like being on a desert island where dirt starts to look good. So she's falling in dirt, really.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I've eaten some dirt in my time.
I bet you have.
Oh, okay. That's hurtful. You're meant to disagree.
No, I know.
Let's move on.
I've seen you in many stages of your life.
Walk in here, just face covered in dirt. How'd you go, Tommy? Oh, good. You sure you haven't been eating dirt again? No, why?
Oh, Nev, I didn't strike you as a married at first sight man. How are you going?
No, my wife told me all about it. No, I wasn't watching. But I tell you what, she did tell me. Did you notice Sean? Yeah, he was so agitated last night. Every time he put his bottle of beer to his lips, they did the weird, twitchy business.
Yeah, he was ready to punch on, wasn't he, Ned?
Oh, I don't know what was going on. But, yeah, every time he picked up his beer or wine, that mouth did that thing.
Yes.
I don't even know what to call it.
You call it, an angry twitch. And, Nev, you know what else? You know what else I noticed? So he was having stern words with Dean. And Dean's a big unit, right? And I thought about, what's Sean doing? And then I noticed Dean, as a huge unit, he was like, oh, mate, you're full of it. And then would take a sip. He was the biggest bloke I've ever seen sipping champagne.
Yes. So you tell me. I didn't notice that at all.
Yeah, of course. My missus told me. I didn't watch.
Hey, Nev, are you running a childcare centre? What's the racket in the background?
Sorry, guys. I'm just a school pickup.
Oh, I knew there were kids. I knew it was kids. Good on you, Nev. Have a great night with the kids. And a vet's on the line. A vet, what was the moment last night that made you go?
My WTF moment was when Troy went out. stuck his tongue out to kiss Carly.
He
so
led
he
with
gonna lick her.
He led with the tongue, didn't he? Is this when they were lying down in the park?
Yeah, I think that was a yes.
I don't know what just happened. Did someone just stick their tongue out and lick a vet? What just Buzz, I didn't think we'd end with a moment that made me go,
what the
first sight
was that?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Familiarity. I can't say it.
I can't say that either. Familiarity?
Familiarity.
Familiarity.
Buzzle?
Familiarity. Is that close?
See, it just sounds wrong. Familiarity. And I think, no, right.
Familiarity.
13, 10, 60. Because you have trouble. What's the one you have trouble with?
Oh, so many. But rural.
Rural.
Like my friend who can't say ambulance. She says ambulance.
Ambulance.
And I'm like, no, ambulance. Ambinance.
No,
it's like I'm talking to a 3-year-old.
Yeah. Rural is a tough one.
I struggle with traditional.
Traditional. Do you?
Traditional.
Yeah.
See how it sounds weird? Traditional.
Yeah.
What bit am I not? I can't ever get it right. Australian traditional.
What about
dish? Yes.
Asterix. Is that right?
Asterix.
Yeah, I think you just got that right. Okay. Unless you were going for a different
word. Don't ruin our segment. No.
Unless you were going for a different word.
No. Yeah. I thought I was saying that wrong the whole time.
13, 10, 60. Buzz, let's do this.
You're so dumb.
It's not me, actually. It was my sister. Her husband had just got her a brand new Apple Watch, but she was really sad she was going to have to return it because it's only 50 metres water resistant and she swims more than 2 laps.
Oh, that's amazing.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
The pronunciation edition.
Fun.
Is
pronunciation.
It fun? Yeah.
Yeah.
You hate when people do that.
And
no,
I just hate you when you do it because all the time you think it's funny, you go, pronunciation. It's really annoying.
Phones have already started lighting up and we haven't even technically said what we are doing, but we are doing How Dumb Are You?
Yeah,
we
but
just
we're doing
play
words.
The segment thing. Yeah, they know what we're doing. They're not idiots.
They're
not dumb.
We're doing a special edition though.
We're doing words you can't say. Let's take Joe quickly. Joe, what word do you struggle with, Joe?
Hi guys, I can't say necessarily.
Oh yeah, necessarily.
Necessarily.
There you go. You've nailed that better than I've nailed familiarity.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You're so dumb.
It's not me, actually. It was my sister. Her husband had just got her a brand new Apple Watch, but she was really sad she was going to have to return it because it's only 50 metres water resistant and she swims more than 2 laps.
Oh, that's amazing.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
The pronunciation edition.
What can't you say?
Familiarity.
It's a hard one.
Familiarity.
Yeah, traditional.
Rural.
Yeah.
Rural. Well, that was pretty good, Buzz. Rural is a hard one.
Imagine if you had to call a rural ambulance for my friend. She can't say ambulance.
Yeah.
Ambulance.
An ambulance. Michaela. Michaela, welcome. Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, just living the dream, LTD, and thanks, Michaela. What can't you say?
I can't say ombudsman, as in I have to break it down all the time.
As in the person you refer your complaints to?
Yes.
The ombudsman.
So that's one moment I'm going through Telstra. I'm having great difficulty because I can never pronounce the word properly.
So you say, I want to speak to the ombudsman.
Yeah, that's basically about it.
Give us one more crack.
Oh, my God. Ombudsman.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm nearly getting it. It's better than it used to be.
Just put the M in there. Just do a bit of
Yeah, see, I have to break it down. It's ombudsman, but I still can't do it for life of me.
Good on you, Michaela. It's awesome.
It's like we're all learning to talk.
Yeah, ombudsman. Molly, what can't you say?
I can't say cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Like on a donut.
Cinnamon. Not like a word that sounds like another. No, a synonym.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
What's the synonym for cinnamon?
Like the flavouring on a donut. Like,
We get it,
Miley. Oh, Miley, join us. We're in a dumb space right now. What can't you say?
Economy. It's supposed to be economy, but if I'm saying it really quickly in a sentence, it comes out as economy.
Economy.
Economy is cool, though.
But that's why I say I'm going over to Canadia sometimes.
Yes. It's like my mate from overseas who can't say photogenic. He says everything's photogenic. And I'm like, no, it's photogenic, mate. Photogenic.
Well, and I just like to mix my economy and my economics in together.
And so do you fly business or economy?
Yeah, mostly economy.
Sarah finishes off. Sarah, what can't you say?
Literally.
Oh, no,
you've got a bit of the American, the literally.
Oh my God, I literally. Literally.
Literally.
My kids can say it better than me.
So say it again, Sarah.
Literally.
Yeah, you're chucking an extra syllable in there.
An extra L?
Literally? Just go literally.
Literally.
Great. You almost got it. Try one more.
Literally.
No, too many L's.
You're doing what I do with familiarity, which is
familiarity shouldn't be a word.
Familiarity.
So say familiar.
Familiar.
And then arity.
Arity. So familiarity.
So familiarity.
Familiarity.
Close.
This familiarity.
Close enough.
Familiarity.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's not just us.
No.
It's not just us. Our web guru and also very funny man in his own right, Christian Hull joins us. Christian,
hi, team.
You're great man.
I'm so excited.
Hey, bro, how are you?
I'm good.
Now, for those who don't know, not only are you web guy and funny man extraordinaire,
you
are also the biggest fan ever of Caramilk chocolate. This is from your own Instagram.
Yeah, it's called Caramilk. This is not a sponsored post. This is the dopest I've ever had in my life. I've eaten so much of it. It's so delicious. It's sold out in a heap of supermarkets. It's really hard to get...
I will second that. It is bloomin' amazing.
Bloomin'.
Oh,
isn't it bloomin' amazing? After I've watched Pride and Prejudice, I shove a whole bloomin' block down me, bloomin' gullet.
Because I love white chocolate. You have to like white chocolate, I reckon, to like caramel. Wouldn't you agree, Christian?
Yeah, it's like a combination of white chocolate and a tube of condensed milk.
Oh.
And, so good.
And now, Christian,
yes.
What's happened is that now you can't buy it. Is that correct?
Yes. The New Zealand factory that produces it, I believe, has closed down. So no one's making it anymore.
I just don't get why. It's been such a success. Make more.
Well, get over it. Get blooming over that.
No.
It's not happening. But Christian, you got rescued in a sense. What happened?
I did. So I got sent from a friend in New Zealand 7 blocks of the chocolate.
Okay, so you now have how many left?
I have 6. I had to give one away because I stole one from somebody, so I returned that.
So will you go through them slowly? Like when I used to get a show bag at the Raw show, I used to have a little bit every day and just stretch it out, or you just like have one night where you have a frenzy and you devour it?
No, well, I always go into it going, I'll just open this packet and have a couple of pieces, but I then finish the whole block. But I'm going to try and space the 6 blocks out over the next like 6 months maybe.
But you know the great news. What did I say to you earlier today?
You did. You said you were going to talk to Cadbury and see if they can send more to, I'm assuming me, but I think you mean the show.
But so.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
It's so mean.
Oh, shit. What are you doing? Oh, I knew this would happen. It's not happening, is it?
You are so mean.
I will resign. FYI, I will happily walk
through
the show.
Oh, mate, we can't lose this man.
Okay.
Whatever, this is, has to end well.
Okay, here we go. Go, Tommy.
Okay, well, so I'll pitch you the idea and then it's up to you. It's up to you, really.
It's already a big no, but go on.
So basically, people have been putting these blocks. These are so in demand, these Cadbury Caramilk blocks, that they've been putting them online for $1,000. And we believe one has sold for $1,000. And so that is potentially, you
what
are sitting
worth
on $6,000.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I'll give the thing for $6,000.
Hey.
If you want to pay $6,000, I'll give you them.
No, mate.
Here's the
thing. We don't want them for $6,000.
We don't need the money, but there are a lot of people around the country who need a bit of money at the moment. So what we're going to get them to do is give us a call, 131060. If you need some cash, you plead your case.
Thomas.
And then to Christian.
To Christian. Yeah. And then it is up to Christian
to
say whether or not he wants to give you the block that you can sell for potentially $1,000. Potentially a life-changing amount of money for people out there. And Christian, it's up to you whether or not you would like to give that person the block.
No.
Or be greedy and keep them for yourself.
Yeah, so bro, greedy. I'm greedy, he's already said.
No, it's no to every caller. I'm just going to put my foot down right now. No
to
everyone.
You've got to hear them out. You know.
Yeah, I'll hear them, but it's a no.
Yeah, okay, but it's very easy to say to us, mate, but you're going to have to say it to these people's ears. I guess.
And if you're calling up, really turn it on. Don't just ring up and say, I might want to go on a holiday. Come up with something really good.
Yeah, 131060, that's the number. If you need cash desperately, you've got a chance right now to plead your case to get one of these caramel chocolates and sell it for up to $1,000. That's what they're going for online. 131060, we'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
But if you have just joined us, we are thick in right in the middle of the Court of Christian or the Court of Caramilk or whatever you want to call it. Cadbury Caramilk took the world by storm. There is now none left in Australia. Christian, our web guy, loves it more than anybody in the world. He got sent 7 blocks from New Zealand. He only has 6 of them left. I've just found out on eBay you can sell them for $1,000 each. He's sitting on $6,000, and you don't want to part with them for anything.
No, you've lied to me to get me in the studio, and then you've told me that I have to give them away.
Well, no, you don't have to. Tommy's come up with this great idea. I'm just going to keep saying Tommy's come up with this great idea.
Yes, because we all know it was a collaboration.
That people should call up on 131060 and say why they desperately need the money, the $1,000, and that you can choose whether to give them one of your blocks and then they can go put it on eBay, make $1,000 and make their life a little bit happier, or whether you're going to be greedy and go, I'm keeping my caramel.
You have life-changing decisions literally in your hands here, mate.
This is... Yeah, fine. Let's hear the first caller then.
Alex. G'day, Alex.
Hi. How you going?
Oh, mate, I'm living the dream, but do you need some money?
Look, I'm having a hard time at the moment, you know, being a tough uni student.
Okay, let's go to the next caller.
What are you studying, Alex?
I'm studying HR, the worst industry possible.
Okay, so why do you need the money? Yeah. What would you spend it on?
I actually have my girlfriend's birthday coming up and my sister's birthday. Well, in April.
I mean, think about it, Christian. You might need HR for help when this all goes bad.
No, you're going to need HR. I want to go to the next caller. I'm sorry, Alex.
Okay.
It's a
That's
no from
okay.
me.
Have a
it's
lovely.
A no.
Oh, he wasn't so even. Bad.
No
oh,
deal.
Don't play it's that okay. sound effect.
He wasn't even disappointed. He was like, "That's okay." Yeah. Mandy, good on you, Mandy.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Look, I'm fine. Do you need some cash?
I definitely need some cash. Recently become a single mum, not by choice. I have a 2- and 4-year-old and it's struggling.
Oh, well, the laughter in it. No, I'm sorry.
Why? She's a single mum with a 2- and 4-year-old.
Oh my God,
Mandy,
don't.
what would $1,000, what difference would that make to your life?
Oh my God, Easter. Like, I'm broke. My husband was cheating on me and I'm broke.
Yeah. And you know what people eat at Easter, don't you?
Oh, stop
they
it!
They eat chocolate.
Don't they?
Yes,
don't they
yes,
eat chocolate?
They do.
Yes. She's got a 2- and 4-year-old.
Just let me talk, okay? Yes.
I have a 2- and 4-year-old.
No, stop. Woolworths and Coles and supermarkets sell milk chocolate, dark chocolate. It's like $2.50.
No,
so go and buy some of that. Thank you. Enjoy. Have a happy Easter.
Christian.
Wow. Is that a no,
Can
Christian?
I just say, back to Mandy. Mandy, stop. Christian might have a cold heart, but we don't. We're going to give you tickets to go see Pink's Beautiful Trauma World Tour.
Thank you.
What?
What are you doing?
I can't let Mandy go without giving her something.
I don't feel so guilty
not,
now.
Christian is.
He said no.
Mate, this has to be on Christian. You can't just...
She won Pink tickets because of me.
I need the money.
Oh, you don't, so you're not taking the Pink tickets then?
I'll take them, yeah.
Damn it. Okay, hang on. Let's go to Georgia. Bickmore, you stay out of it, mate. Because now people are just going to... Now Christian knows you're going to say no and you're going to give him Pink tickets.
I don't have any more Pink tickets to give away.
But if you do want Pink tickets, livenation.com.au. That's where you get them from.
Okay, Georgia.
Hi.
Do you need money?
Yes, I do.
What's happened?
So, basically, I don't know how much you know about chronic fatigue syndrome, but it involves a lot of doctor's visits and things like that. But I've had to put all of those off because I have a horse. I'm a horse rider, and he's just had a big, ginormous vet bill. So I've been putting off my own medical needs to pay for his, basically.
What are you laughing about, Christian?
Ridiculous. Why would you do this to me?
I thought you were laughing at Georgia. I was like,
I'm laughing
at
the situation. I feel bad.
You were showing off how much energy you had in front of someone who has chronic fatigue and has put off her own medical bills because she's keeping a horse alive. And $1,000, Georgia, would that make the world of difference to you?
It would make a ginormous difference.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. But you should have thought about that when you bought a horse, so I'm so sorry.
Oh, Georgia, I'm going to throw you $100.
What are you doing?
I can't cope work with this. Oh, I know God. That's not going to fix any of this, Georgia, but I'm throwing you 100 okay. bucks.
Are we done?
No.
Oh, come on!
So, Georgia, you got 100 bucks. Carrie.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
Georgia, you deserve far more than that. I'm sorry about Christian.
Oh,
yeah. What?
This doesn't work if you keep giving people stuff.
Why?
Because Christian is sitting on 6 grand.
You be you and I'll be me, okay? Let's go to Travis. Travis.
Oh, Travis, what do you want Bickers to give you?
Hey, how are you guys? Hey.
Well, look, I'm fine, but I was, you know, my partner in crime's giving me the shits, to be honest. what's happened, Travis? Do you need money?
The money's not actually for me. It'll be for my parents.
Oh, God. How old are your parents?
Well, I'm 19. My parents are, dad's like 50. He just turned 58 or 59. I don't even know. And mum's around 51, 52.
Okay, why do they need money?
So they've been working full-time pretty much their whole lives. Well, dad has never really stopped, but mum's been sick on and off. They look after our 90-year-old grandpa. And we have, so I have three brothers. One brother has moved out. And I've got two other brothers that live at home with us.
Yeah.
And my dad's parents, mum died about 7 years ago, and his dad died when he was about 18.
You hear this, Christian?
Yes, I'm listening.
And he's seen my mum's dad as a dad figure for ages.
Yeah. Oh, God. And so what would $1,000 do? What difference would it make?
Oh, it would mean so much. It would pay for so much things I haven't been able to pay for. We've had to replace so many things like a dishwasher, a washing machine.
All right. Yeah, so you've got you've got debts piling up, you've got bills.
Okay, we get the picture.
My dad has to shower my mum's dad. That's the extreme. So what? That's the extreme.
Amazing set of parents.
Christian.
Can I ask?
Christian.
Oh, I haven't said yes yet.
I'm wrapping you up, mate. Come
okay, is this the last caller?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. You can have one. You can have one. I hate everybody in this team right now so much.
Hey, Travis, please tell me, were you making it all up?
No, it's true. It's definitely
true. Oh, I was going to say, if you were, enjoy the block of caramel.
Did we keep Alex's number for his HR?
Yes.
Carrie
Bickmore
and Tommy Little. It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Some sad news to start with today.
Oh, droopy bits.
The world's last male northern white rhino has passed away. He was 45. His name was Sudan. He was euthanized on Monday in Kenya because he got really, really sick and he couldn't stand anymore. This is huge news because they've already been on the brink of extinction for so long. There's now two females remaining.
No blokes.
No blokes, but they've got the sperm of some other ones that have passed away. And before they passed away, they got their sperm. So now they're hoping to come up with some technology that might mean they can do a bit of IVF.
Isn't technology, don't you just lob a bit up? Like, isn't that technology exist?
I'm not 100% sure why they can't do it yet. They're still trying to work out the way they can do it.
Is the rhino womb harder to crack? Is it harder to find the eggs or something?
I don't know. Maybe the sperm was taken a while ago and they don't know if it's still
lazy swimmers.
Viable. I don't know. Anyway, very, 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 very sad.
Yes.
Prince Harry will be devastated. He
fought very hard to save the... It's a sad story, but if you're the last bloke, you probably don't want to stick around. Imagine if all you've got, there's no other blokes to hang around.
Well, there's male southern white rhinos to hang out with.
Yeah, but we all know about the southerners, don't we? Oh, with their lattes and scarves. Piss off, southerners. I think I speak for all of us when I say that.
But Prince Harry used to spend a lot of time over there trying to save them. He really brought the whole issue of extinction to the forefront, especially in the UK.
Well, he clearly didn't do enough.
And I've got a story on Prince Harry. That's why I was trying to find a nice segue between that and this.
Mm.
Very different story. He's going against tradition when he gets married to Meghan Markle and they're not going to have fruitcake.
They're not going to have fruitcake.
No, they've chosen...
That's
so ridiculous I've gone from the death of the northern white rhino.
We couldn't save the white rhino, so nobody's having fruitcake. I'm so sorry, guys. If we had saved the white rhino, we could all be chowing down on some, what I think we all agree is disgusting fruitcake
anyway.
Well,
I like it now.
Do you?
So
your taste buds have died.
Yes. I've become old.
Yeah.
Now I'm really into it. It's like I used to, like Christmas pudding. My mum used to always serve Christmas pudding and I'll have the pav or whatever.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like, oh, I'll have a bit of the pudding with some custard. Has it got brandy in it?
Custard's the thing that makes it yum. That's why they used to have to put money in it, because that's the only way you could get people to eat it. Remember they'd hide money in the Christmas pudding?
Yeah, my mum does every year.
Yeah, that's the only way you can get kids to eat it. It might might be money in there.
Anyway, they're having an organic lemon and elderflower cake, in case you were wondering.
Wow.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hello to Husey and Kate.
Oh, it's nice to have a newsmaker on the show, isn't it?
Oh, look, I know who you're talking about.
Me.
Yes.
You're talking about me.
Newsmaker, newsbreaker.
Yeah, well, I was posting.
Never a news faker.
No, I love news. And if anyone out there wants to write a story about me, I will help promote it by putting it on the internet.
I know they're you're all aware, mate. Absolutely. But what is the story today?
Well, I don't know. Not the meth teeth. Your show last night. Not the meth teeth.
No, yes.
I was out.
Yeah.
But all I've seen today is news.com.au and the headline, Husey shocked by wife's sex confession.
Yeah,
I haven't clicked on it because there was other stuff I wanted
to click on. You haven't clicked on it?
No. And I thought, I'll see you today. I don't want to hear about it again. So tell me what happened.
A lot of people have clicked on it. It's up there, I think, second on the most read stories.
I would totally click on it, and I'm sure I know all those stories.
It's just below maths. Something that happened in maths.
Do you know what happened, Kate? Could you tell me what happened?
She didn't watch it either, so
no,
I'm
but
getting
we've
a lot
discussed
of support from everyone.
Well, I've got an IQ.
You're
how
busy,
it is.
Busy, absolutely. Yeah.
What's your wife up to? What's she been doing?
Well, we got her on the show last night, and she we discussed about the fact that she's not focusing in the bedroom. Basically, and the shock revelation.
She's distracted doing a shopping list.
The shock revelation, I think, was that she thinks that I think foreplay has started when it actually hasn't started. So.
What do you think that is happening when you think?
What are you doing?
Well, I believe that when my hands are upon her, that is like the start of foreplay. But I don't know what she thinks.
Well, normally I think it would be.
Maybe she thinks I think
foreplay starts before the hands are upon you. Am I right, Carrie? I'm not even asking you, little Tommy Little. I'm not even looking at you as I pose that question.
Oh, come on.
Don't you think it depends, though, Kate, what point of your relationship you're in?
For Tommy,
I think at the beginning it's starting on text message weeks before.
But also,
I think for Husey, it's starting
here,
the 10
Carrie.
Seconds before it begins.
I agree, Carrie, absolutely. For Tommy, it's got to start about a week beforehand, otherwise he's going to get himself in trouble. But for Carrie and for me and for you, I think we're all very busy, and it's got to start really. It's a small window, basically.
So are you saying it's got to start so it can be over? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, I reckon. Yes. Yeah, it's like a
Usain Bolt those rare moments when he finds himself at home.
Yes.
With his wife.
No, but our children get into bed. You know, our 6-year-olds, she can't be between us when it's happening.
She's trained them well, Holly.
What age do you have to stop doing it while they're there?
That's a good. I think anything past a baby, you can't.
Come on.
You think?
No, that's ridiculous. Nah, depends how heavy.
He's 3. Yeah. She wouldn't know.
Oh, you mean when they're asleep? I thought you meant when they're awake.
No, I mean when they're awake.
When they're awake.
I mean,
here's a headline.
You mean in the room?
She's trying to compete.
What do you mean?
Actually, our publicist needs to write this down. All right,
I'm just trying to think of scenarios.
Does foreplay start when Evie asks what's going on?
I'm saying if she was in the room watching her iPad or something, would it be weird to do that under the sheets?
Oh, wow.
If she didn't know what's happening. I'm asking a hypothetical question.
No, let Carrie keep talking here because this is a story.
No, there is no story here.
I've never seen Hughes's eyes go so wide.
I asked a hypothetical question.
It's not hypothetical.
Carrie Bickmore's shock sex confession.
No. And you know what? New nickname, Carrie Sickmore.
See that on news.com.au tomorrow. Husey and Kate, they're in next. Have a great afternoon, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.